have a killer weekend. You hear me? I wish I could join you, but you know how it goes. Work, work, work. Oh well, can't complain too much, right? Hey, Betty. Remember that hottie from the party? Don't be shy, girl. He's totally into you. Trust me. You should shoot your shot before someone else does. Anyway, you guys better bounce. I've got a mountain of paperwork to tackle. We'll catch up later. Maybe grab a drink or something? And for the love of all things holy, don't ditch your phones. You know I hate it when people go MIA. All right, that's enough chit-chat. See ya. Okay, girl, just a little bit more and you're free. It's just a small mountain of paperwork, or maybe more like a freaking Everest, and then you can enjoy a free weekend. You've gotta be kidding me. You're staying like, dude, this is too good to be true. It's like the universe is conspiring in my favor. I swear, I'm such a lucky girl. Well, if it isn't my dear, sweet, precious co-worker pulling an overtime shift too. How delightful to see you here. Easy, scaredy cat. It's just me, your one and only favorite, beautiful, wonderful, and fragrant co-worker who loves you so much. Thought you were all alone, huh? What do you mean, just you? You don't love me? You don't want me around? How could you say that? I thought we were friends. You're hurting my feelings, you know. You're so mean. Leave you alone? Please, we're just two amazing co-workers having a little friendly chat. What's the big deal? You really don't like me? You're gonna hurt my feelings if you keep this up. Come on. Put that boring paperwork down for a second. You don't have to be such a goody-two-shoes all the time. It's just you and me here, no one else. That's right. Like that. Much better. Looking at me. I hate talking to someone who keeps looking at other things. What was that? Are you angry? I love seeing you like that, all grumpy. Especially if it's because of me. Come on. Take that ugly expression off your face. We're just talking. Or is it? Are you still mad about that prank earlier? Oh, please, now? It was hilarious. Everyone laughed at you desperately trying to hold up your pants while you had all that paperwork in your hands. And don't even get me started on the look on your face when you realized what happened. You looked like a deer in headlights. It was priceless. Oh, please, don't be such a drama queen. You've got to learn to take a joke, man. It's all in good fun. Lighten up. It's not like I broke your arm or stole your lunch money. You're acting like a little kid. Just laugh it off or keep crying about it. I really don't care. Everyone else thinks it's hilarious. Maybe you should get a thicker skin. What do I want? I've been meaning to talk to you for a while now, but it's always been too crowded or there's too much going on. I need to talk to you about something. You've got nothing to say to me? You're fucking kidding me, you jerk. You can't be serious. Oh yeah, so you really forgot, huh? Well, let your dear sweet coworker here remind you. There was a work party, you know, the usual boring stuff. The boss being his usual self, everyone telling those stupid jokes that no one laughs at, but people chuckle anyway just to be polite. Remember now? Oh, I get it. You're still gonna play dumb, huh? So, we were at that lame party. Everyone was sipping on their drinks. We starting to loosen up a bit, you know, because the drinks and all. And I looked at you, you looked at me, and this incredibly stupid idea popped into my head. Remember now? Oh, no. Don't look away, you idiot. Look at me. I said look at me, moron. You remember now, huh? Remember what happened? What we did? I remember it very well. My body remembers what we did. I can't get it out of my head. What? That was a mistake? No. What are you saying? That was good for you. I know it was. Don't even try to deny it. Don't you dare say it was a mistake after you fucked me like that. If it was good for me? Come on, you know it was. It was amazing. Possibly the best I've ever had. You were incredible. The way you pounded me felt so amazing. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being with you. So what? What do you mean by so what, you jerk? You're not gonna deny it. It's more than obvious that there was a connection between us. We mesh well. You know it deep down. You must have felt it too, that we clicked in the heat of the moment. I'm sure it wasn't just me who felt that. You must have felt the chemistry between us when we were together. I'm sure of it. It wasn't just me. Even if you won't admit it, I saw the way you looked at me. I saw the hunger in your eyes. So stop pretending like it was all some big mistake. No. Don't even try to play that card. You know perfectly well that alcohol wasn't the problem. You wanted that. You wanted me. You were all over me, and it happened. So what's the big deal? You're trying to act like a victim now, but you wanted it as much as I did. Look, office drone, I'm not saying I'm in love or that you have to fall head over heels for me. I'm not saying we have to become one of those annoyingly happy and sappy couples who are all lovey-dovey, but it's undeniable that we are a good match, that sex is great with you. You're so uptight, the office nerd type, but I can't deny that you're hot, sexy, and that you turn me on and know how to fuck like a pro. And let's be real, I know damn well I'm a fucking hot girl and that you obviously want me, but what do I actually want? Look, I hate you. Your perfect little self annoys me. Being in the same room as you is a hassle for me. I want to torment you all the time. It's like a divine calling for me to annoy you, but I need more from you. I want more of you. I want you to make me feel the same way as you did that day. I want you to fucking stretch my cunt out again just like that day. Show me that wild side of yours again and fuck me hard without mercy or restraint. I know you want it too. I can see it in your eyes, the way they linger on me, the way they roam all over my body. You admire my legs, you check out my curves, you worship my boobs, you get lost in my lips. No matter how hard you try to hide it, I can see it all. You can say no all you want, but I know the truth. You want me. You crave me. You want to make another mistake with me. And you will. You don't have to like me. You just have to give me what I want. Look me in the eyes and tell me. Tell me you don't want me. Tell me you don't want to take me in your arms and unleash the wild beast inside. Yeah, pull my hair like that harder. Show me who's the boss. Take control, rub me up, do whatever you want with me. So what if others get suspicious? Fuck 'em. It's none of their business. This is between you and me, and anyone who gets involved will have to deal with it. Yes. Oh, yes, kiss my neck. Like this. Devour me. Use me, you fucking beast. You like this, don't you? Having me on my knees at your mercy like this. Feeling so powerful. Use me however you want. Fucking finally. Oh, yeah. Hold my hair like this, really tight, and rub your dick on my face, you dirty pervert. This feeling. Scent. Fuck, this turns me on so damn much. Oh, yes. Yes, be rough with me. Just like the last. I was so sudden. I love it. Yes. I'll be a good and obedient slut for you and suck you really fucking good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, this cock so much. I love it. Oh, it fills my mouth so damn good. Ah, you taste so good. See? Oh, no, we matched together. This is what I'm talking about. liking it. Yeah. See my subby side for your cock like this. Come on. Fucking use my mouth like a fleshlight, a hole to satisfy you. Use my mouth like a dirty little toy, a hole to ravish. My mouth is nothing but a dirty, nasty hole to bury your cock. Fucking abuse my throat with your hard manhood. Give me what I fucking want. Don't care about the pain or gagging. Just use me as your personal cocking slave. Oh, my mouth pussy is all yours. Fuck. Fuck yes, I want more and more. Yes, please fucking ravage my throat with your fucking hard cock. Oh, keep going. Oh. Yes, bend me over like this. I don't fucking care about all this mess. Just take me however you want. Treat me like a cheap, dirty whore. I'm your cheap, dirty little toy. Your cock milking nasty slut make me feel like I'm nothing but a piece of meat. Oh, yeah. You like what you see? What a dumb question. Of course you like big round firm. That's it. Slap my fucking. Oh, fuck yes. Leave a mark on my ass. Fuck yes. Fucking spank me. Make my ass sore and red, baby. I want to feel your hand coming down on my skin like a hot poker. Oh, fuck yes. This feels so fucking good. I'm so fucking wet for you, please. I need it. I need to feel your fucking cock deep down my messy chipping cock. And fucking ravage my tight little pussy, split me open with your fucking hard cock, make me scream like a dirty little whore. Yes, it's finally in. This is what I've been fucking craving. Your cock feels so good inside me. Come on, fucking ravage me like you did that last time. Make my mind go blank and my body numb as you put on my desperate wet cunt. God, fuck. Fuck, yes, fuck, fuck, fuck. Turn this fucking pussy really good like a rat dog, you Please, God. Oh, yeah. This is so good. I can feel your cock going deep inside me, stretching my walls, my pussy is adjusting to your girth, accommodating every inch of that fucking hard cock of yours. Oh, fuck yes, fuck me, challenge to it like that worthless little fucking slut that I am. This is so good. I fucking rearrange my insides with your rough strokes and pounding thrusts. Oh, pound me. Oh, pound me balls deep until I'm nothing but a puddle of sweaty mess. God, yes. I like that. Come on. Release all that anger you have inside you because of those pranks and just ravage my slutty, wet, needy, worthless cunt like that dirty little piece of meat I am. Fuck. Fuck yes, like that. Faster, harder, rubber, hurry me up just the way I want. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh, I can feel you so fucking deep inside me. Oh, 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 fuck yeah. I say, pull my hair, treat me like I'm a nasty, cheap whore, fucking pull it harder. Fuck yes. Tightening the grip around your cock, making you fucking desperate to shoot a load of yours. Come on. Mess my insides like I'm your private, needy, desperate cock whore. Fucking. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 I can feel my orgasm building up. Fuck, this feels amazing. Oh, I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Are you getting close to it? Yeah, come on. Fill me up. Give me everything you have for that fucking load of yours deep down in my needy gun. No, don't fucking pull out. Don't worry. It's a safe day. Make a mess of my insides. Give me all you have. Good, good, good. I'm gonna come. I'm coming, coming, coming. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Dropping inside me. Double out. Give me every single drop of your cum. I'm gonna milk you dry until there's nothing left. Yes. Yes, like that. Keep it buried inside my cum like this. Oh, like this. Fuck, this feels amazing. Fuck. I can feel your hot, sticky load coming out of my cum and dripping down my thighs. So, as it's abundantly clear, amply demonstrated, and incontrovertibly proven, we far exceeded our original agreement when it comes to, well, you know, and so I, what now? Well, I was getting to that very point. If a certain someone hadn't so rudely interrupted me, could they? As I was saying, we agreed the sex is far more than great. It's exceptional, outstanding, phenomenal, and unforgettable. And well, I propose that we continue this mutually beneficial arrangement between us from now on. I crave this. I need this. I use you to blow off some steam. You use me for whatever reason you may have. This can remain between us. Nobody needs to know. It's not of anyone's concerns anyways. It's just between you and me. What? If I'm going to keep messing with you? You can absolutely be sure of that. Tormenting you and seeing that nervous expression on your face is my favorite hobby. But, maybe I could take it a little, just a little easier for the sake of our possible agreement. What do you say? We have some fun together. I go a little easier on you. You let out the anger you have for my little jokes on you, on my body. Everyone wins. So are you in? A condition? Okay, I'm all ears. You don't want this happening at work anymore? Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. What if we were in the middle of things and our boss shows up? I agree. It can be at your place, at mine, at a motel. I don't know. We can figure that out later. What? I was all excited earlier. I kind of got carried away and said a bunch of stuff. And, well, I was just enjoying this moment, you know. Watch your mouth, jerk. I'm not a desperate, needy cuck whore.